Blog Talk Radio.
In the room, we'll find our elder and bring him in.
And he'll tell you all about what's going on, and we'll go through memos and see which way, like I said, which way it's going to go, no doubt about it. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, "Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh beat you that seed right."
And Yahweh bless you, serious elder seed well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Tibbs. Excellent on your part. Well, it looks like we had a fine audience to me. 195 international countries, all the synopsis still. And I see the memos they want to talk, what they want to talk about. We'll see. 111-297 is flashing. So whatever you got to tell, 111-297, take your time and let me glance over through these old memos and see which way we're going to go at this lesson on part number 64, the due order of YHWH through his people's Israel. You on the clock, take your time, Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like 111,297 listeners. And you know, I always say that's a good thing because we came to hear the words of Yahweh, and that's what we hear. But some people, they come just to do their own thing. It's unfortunate, but I've seen it happen with my own eyes. It appears they've forgotten that that way is very narrow to righteousness. I forgot that. To remind you, look at 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 7. Let's see what that says. The entrance, therefore, is narrow and is set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and on the left, deep water. Well, I know I wouldn't want to be in either one of those. I'd want to stay on that narrow road going in the right direction. But sometimes you will see those brothers using deception, trying to pull those away that have a righteous thought or personality behind them, using their righteous thinking as a weakness. That's a shame. But a teacher can't learn from his students, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. That should make sense to many that's been in school recently. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher, and possibly learning to teach the word of Yahweh one day themselves. This shows well in all the six camps that teach, because we all have came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening, they never understand. But with Yahweh's ministry, he makes all this understanding very possible. Many of us came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. We have some people that can't even find a book of Genesis until proper teaching tells them where to look. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that we have many out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings. And definitely, I would have to lean on confused teachings. Overly loud bump the gums contests to get you to follow their non-righteous learnings, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. Seen that before myself also. Some of these things are kind of scary, especially when you're supposed to be rehearsing a righteous act. But knowing that, we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and other things that pull you away from Yahweh's word. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. This comes to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahweh's word. Connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you all have not. This is information you came to seek. But now you have found out what you sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event, as we did last week. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath, for the members that know, is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device you may send you, see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For our live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, type three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions on a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H, Y-S-R-A-E-L at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be our live conference room number. This is 319. 527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yahuwah. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, as was mentioned earlier during our broadcast, we're also doing a normal broad talk, simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Writing Shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topic or more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember, Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, as is said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 33. So when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, what's going to happen? You're going to miss all the Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this time, remember, you can't know a book by its cover. But once you open that book and rehearse the righteous act along with this ministry, you will learn the words of Yahuwah. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You absolutely right about that. It's a lot of things that got to be done, no doubt about it. A lot of information got to get out, and you got to have the right spirit to be able to do it. Because Yahuwah is not going to rest on a spirit that's got the seat in it. If you got the seat in it, you're doing it for the wrong reason. And it always will show up every time. So we just going to leave that like it is. Right now, this is, we're on part number 64, and everything go back to regular times now. The feast is over, so the seven-day feast is over, explaining half of what the eighth day is about. In class, the national audience did not hear it, but they want some more of the eighth day, and we'll still take a look at everything, but it's just so much on the table. So what we're going to do, we're just going to get in here and see what we can get going on. And we'll catch the elder, our elder back on the closing part of tape 64. So right now we're going to find Brother Yahdai Israel. We're just going to see which way it goes at the drop of a hat. So when you meet your brother, when a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, tribe of Yahdai Judah. Yahuwah be to thee, see you, Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, see you, Israel. We'll see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Well, we have put all that behind us, so now, in the same token, we still got to keep it moving on because still got a lot of work to be done. You know, I'm very interested in teaching on what this young lady says about she was looking for help and how the Arabs dumped her and a lot of Israelites is over there in the land, but they don't know who they are. So the beat goes on. That's all I can tell you. The beat goes on. So we're going to do... Let's see which way it goes. We don't know which way it's going. We'll just look at these memos coming in. Always something new to talk on. So it ain't no time to play no tape from the past when all this information have not soundly been told by the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. So I'll tell you what to do, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's get us a little Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get a little bit of that and see which way it's going. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you hope should say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, Brother Yahdai Israel, you was reading something out of Jubilees 37th chapter. It just dawned on me just then. I want to take a look at a couple of precepts on that. You was reading something about the children of the book was given a position. So if you can recall that verse to bring it up, that the children of Israel was given a position there, Brother Yahdai Israel. It was very interesting that the children of Israel was given a position. So I'm going to drop Revelation chapter 2, verse 3 down to verse 5 on the table. But I do want to hear about that verse that was in class yesterday it pertained to the position that the children of Israel supposed to have been passing on in Jubilee 32, around about 17, and add a little bit more to it somewhere in that area. So, but let's see if we go to End Time Prophecy, chapter 2, 3, down to verse 5. Then we'll come right behind with the Jubilees statement, and let's see if we work it out from there. Revelation 2, 3, 4, and 5, you on the clock, come on.
Book of Revelation 2, verse number 3 through 5 reads. Book of Revelation 2, verse number 3. As born and as patient, for my name's sake, as labored and has not fainted. Verse number 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. Verse number 5. Remember therefore from which thou art fallen. Repent and do the first works, lest I will come unto you quickly and remove your candlestick out of its place, except you repent.
Mm-hmm. So it's saying, remember where you have fallen from. He said now, and repent, lest I come and remove your candlestick. Very interesting statement there, Brother Yahya Israel. I'm going to get that verse to me. That's very interesting. What do you mean by remove your candlestick? That's very interesting right there. Very interesting. I'm going to remove your candlestick. I don't know exactly what he's talking about behind that. Like I said again, we're just going to see which way the Spirit takes this lesson. In Revelation chapter 1, he said, if you don't repent, I'm going to remove your candlestick. In Revelation chapter 1, pick up at verse 12. Let's see, read verse 3 and get down to verse 12. And let's see exactly what he's talking about. That if you don't repent, he said, I'm going to remove your candlestick. And see, that's why you got to be confident to know that you can study all day long, do all the class you want to do. But that very same hour, Yahweh will give you something to put on the table. And that's when you know that Yahweh is working with you, when he give you something, although you might have been on one thing, and he'll give you something else to say, put this with that. So let's put this with that. He said, he going to remove your candlestick. Now, what is he talking about there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Let's go to 1 verse 12. And let's read a little bit about remove your candlestick from you.
Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse number 3, verse number 12 reads. Book of Revelation 1, verse 3. Blessed is he or she that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Verse 12. Now turn and see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Verse 13. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, girded about the path with a golden girdle.
Hold that point right there, Brother Yahya Israel. So now, go back and read that verse again now. He said, now, if you don't repent, he going to remove your candlestick. That would be your candlestick. Now, you just read in verse 12 a profound statement. So here, if you don't repent, he going to remove your candlestick. And now we just read something. And look what it says in verse 12. What does it say again?
Book of Revelation 1, verse 12. Now turn to see the voice that spake with me. Being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks.
Okay, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Now, let's go to and see what he's talking about. See, remember one thing, see right here. The ministry that will paint the picture and is complaining that the picture have been painted. Just like a dead machine, all of a sudden you plug it back up, that not machine come on. Then if you know that machine was dead, now it's coming back on, so you got to peep at who the individual got that dead thing back on. Same thing we saying, see right here. Listen to me. He said, if you don't repent, he's going to remove that candlestick from you. And now we're going to go down to verse 20. And like I said again, if you can keep whoever you around inside the Bible and make them have to put up exactly the way you put up, you hear a lot of quietness going on. Verse 20, what does it say?
Revelation 1, verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the minister spirit of the seven congregations. The seven candlesticks, which thou sawest, are the seven congregations.
You see, now look at all we done got out of that. Now look at what all we done got out of that. He said, if you don't repent, in the seven congregations, see right here. Now listen, the seven congregations that was in the part of Shem land, and they got the polluted word called Asia on it. It was based on the seven congregations of the children of Israel that was off into the eastern part of the world. He said, now, unless you repent, he's going to remove that candlestick. And now you know that candlestick means the Yahwali minister spirit. And the minister spirit is available for those in 2 verse 2 of the book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrew. What it says in the book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrew. What it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Hebrew, polluted word Hebrews 2, verse number 2 reads, with the words spoken by minister spirits, steadfast, the every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense or reward.
So the minister spirit is the one down the darkness, see, right here. And then 1:14 of the same book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrew, what it says in 1:14.
The book of Hebrew, polluted word Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 14 reads, are they not all minister spirits? Set forth the minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation.
And they come forth to minister for them that gonna be heir of salvation. So they only gonna come to them that is gonna be heirs of salvation. Now it says, remember where you have fallen from. When that verse that Brother Yahdai read in 2 verse 3. Now, where did you fall from? What part did you got to remember that you failed from? Let's run to the first book of Abinadi, chapter 36, verse 5. Let's see exactly what have we failed from that we ain't got a clue. But the six anointed camps gonna bring it and lay it down exactly where you have fallen from. Let's go to the first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 36, verse 5. Let's see where have we fallen from that we can read. Remember, the key to it, remember where you have fallen from and repent. Oh, that's what that Brother Yahdai Israel, before you read that. In the book of Acts there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in the book of Acts, a profound statement was made there. He said, otherwise he can remove that angel, that mental spirit from you. If you don't repent, he's going to remove that angel, that mental spirit, by being more correct. Now, in the book of Acts there, Brother Yahdai Israel, I'm struggling for something happened in the book of Acts. I'm struggling right now. But something happened in the book of Acts when Peter was locked up in prison. He was locked up in prison, Brother Yahdai Israel. Locked up in prison. And then the angel, the middle spirit, came and unlocked the door and the chain fell off his wrist. But what I'm going to look for is what was said there, Brother Yahdai Israel, when the eyewitness came and they made a final statement in first and act, thank you that Brother Yahdai Israel 12 verse 15. To show that we talking about something in Acts 12:15, what it say?
Book of Acts.
Read 14 to make it sound good. Read verse 14 just to make it sound good. 12, verse 14, 15. Yes, sir. Chapter 12, verse number 14 and 15. What does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Acts chapter 12, verse 14. Verse 15 reads, Acts chapter 12, verse 14. When she knew Peter's voice, she opened out the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. Verse 15. They said unto her, you are mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his minister's spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they said, no, that's not him. That's his mental spirit out there. That's his angel. You know, that's his angel, mental spirit, properly. So you see, the one that when you on the right track with the Almighty Yahuwah, he always will have a mental spirit hanging around you to ward off the enemies. We're in Solomon chapter 1 down to verse 5. But here go the flip side of this. Here go the flip side of this in the wisdom of Solomon chapter 1 down to verse 5.
The book of wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, verse number 1 through 5 reads. Book of wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, verse number 1 reads. Love the Torah instructions, you to be judges of the earth. Think of Yahuwah with a good mind and the simplicity of mind seek him. Verse 2. For he will be found of them that tempt him not, and show himself unto such that do not distrust him. Verse 3. For forward thoughts separate from Yahuwah and his power, prove the unwise. Verse 4. For to a malicious person, wisdom shall not enter, but dwell in the body that is subject unto sin. Verse 5. For the righteous spirit of discipline will flee deceit, and remove from thoughts that are without understanding. Would not abide when Torah breaking cometh in.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of times people wondering why such a thing don't work out for them. Because the mental spirit is not going to abide if you're not keeping the Torah instruction. It's going to get away from you every time. Every time it'll get away from you. But we read an open verse that you have to repent, because what you don't want to do is have your candlestick removed from you. See, the mental spirit, they're assigned to those that will be receiving salvation at the time appointed. So they're going to hang around them, and you'll know them because they'll be able to have the right spirit, and they'll recognize when they say, well, I've done a good deed for the day. Well, by saying you have done a good deed for the day is one thing. But what do the Bible says about a good deed for the day that we can read? Because you got the best of them will say, well, you know, I've done my good deed for the day. Okay, good. But then in the Bible, it'll tell you the good deed, Proverbs 12:25. Let's find out what is a good deed for the day is that we can read. See, remember, whatever comes out of an individual's mouth, the Bible have already covered that ground. So if you hear anyone say, I have done my good deed for the day. Okay, good. That's nice to say that. But then what do the Bible say about you have done your good deed for the day? And then they'll say, okay, that came out your mouth. Let's see what the Bible says in the book of 12:25. of Proverbs.
Look at Proverbs.
Wise men were on the clock for a good deed for the day. Let's see what it say.
The book of Proverbs 12, verse 25 reads, heaviness in the mind of man or woman, make it a stoop, but a good word, make it a glad.
But a good word, okay. When you have done your good deeds for today, that means you have gave someone a good word. And what that means in the book of Isaiah. So you might have done well worldly good deed, but we come out of Bible good deed. So the sixth anointing can always make sure you clear to recognize a spirit to say, you know, I've done a good deed for the day. Okay, good. You done a good deed. That means you gave somebody a good word. Because we know what it says in 40 verse 8 of Isaiah, backed up with 1 Peter 1:25. See, it's time now for the ministry of the six anointed camps to make their move according to the Bible. Meet them where they at. Whenever they come out your mouth, the Bible tell you exactly what to do. Well, I've done my good deed for the day, okay? Then that means you gave someone a good word. Isaiah 40, verse 8 says what?
Book of Isaiah 40, verse number 8 reads, grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of Yahweh shall stand forever.
And his word is going to stand forever. So now, did you give somebody a good word? That's how you do your good deeds, by giving someone a good word. Peter pulled that verse in 1:25, and what did he say?
Book of 1 Peter 1:25. But the word he acquired and do it forever. This is the word which by the covenant is taught unto you.
So if you have done a good deed, that means you have gave them a good word from his covenant. So you have gave him a good word from his covenant. And in Isaiah says something in 38, verse 3, on that same subject matter. What did Isaiah say in 38, verse 3? So now, see, you got to have a watchman. And the watchman is voices of the true Israelites. We got to watch anything come out their mouth, especially if they say they have done a good deed. If they have done a good deed, then all what we read now, you both put check marks in. Yep. Isaiah 38, verse 3 says what?
Book of Isaiah 38, verse number 3 reads, say, remember now, O Yahweh, I beseech you, how I walk before you in truth and with a perfect mind, and have done that which is good in your sight.
Yeah. So remember, Yahweh, I have done what's good in your sight. You see, man? You see what Hezekiah said? Remember me, O Yahweh. I have done what's good in your sight. See that? See that kind of talk? So now, can you tell Yahweh that you have done what's good in his sight? Let's see what Yahweh calls, what Yahweh calls good that he got from his father in Matthew 19, 16 and 17. So now, can you look into that mirror and say, I have done what's good in your sight, like Hezekiah? Because he pulled it from Matthew 19, 16 and 17. What it says in Matthew 16 and 17, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, verse 17 reads. Matthew 19, verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? Verse 17. He said unto him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, and there's Yahweh the Father. If you enter into light, keep the Torah instruction.
But if you enter into light, keep the Torah instruction. Now, so there you go again, see right here. You can do all the good deeds and remember, but to get into light, you got to keep the Torah instruction. So in Matthew chapter 7, there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in Matthew chapter 7, let's think of verse 21. So he says, if you're going to get into light, you got to keep the Torah instruction. Now, look in the mirror. If he say, I'm going to catch you down tonight, can you look in the mirror honestly and say, I kept the Torah instruction. I'm good. I'm good. When you show them what the Bible say, they'll say, well, I'm good. Well, no, you can't use that word not around the sixth anointed caps. I'm good, because good is you keep the Torah instruction. And good is Romans 12, verse 1. See, now here go the definition of good and 12, verse 1 of Romans. Now, don't use statements around the sixth anointed camp saying, oh, I'm good. Okay. Did that mean that we know you are 12, verse 1 of the book of Romans? Because I'm good. How's it going? Well, I'm good. I've done my good deeds. I'm good. Well, then what did Yahweh tell Northern Kingdom in 12th chapter, verse 1, about being good? What did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel, about being good?
Because Romans 12, verse number 1 reads, I beseech you therefore, brothers, sisters, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your body a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service.
So now, can you claim that hand? I'm good, but did you make your body a living sacrifice? Huh? Not the mouth. We hear more about you from the mouth, but less from the body. So now when we hear from you from the body, then we know one thing, you have done some good things in the sight of Almighty God. Well, so there is a deceit. So you see, so now you got to monitor all, and so they got to be very nervous when they make statements around the sixth anointed camp, because we both be soundly able to go in the book. When we hear a statement like that, well, I'm good. Well, I'm good, that means one thing. You're doing Yahweh's good. And Yahweh's good in that 19, 16, and 17 is keeping Torah instruction. See that? So now you're going to pin them against the wall when they say, I'm good. Now, Paul was still working with that statement that Brother Yahdai Israel, he's still working with it. He was still working with it a little bit. What did he say? He was still working with that statement about being good. He was working with that statement about being good. He was steady working with it. And he working with Brother Yahdai Israel about being good. Because see, what we're saying, see right here, we got to step it up now. And you got to meet them where they at, whatever they mouth put on the table, that's where you meet them at. So Paul saying, okay, you're good, you're being good, huh? And what it tell you over there in Romans chapter 7, verse 12 about being good. See, we hear a lot of things, and we love to get a testimony. That's why somebody got past me yesterday. I get a testimony because I want to hear them say, well, I've been good. See, I love to hear something come out your mouth on it. You know, don't sneak out the temple when no seer turn his back. You sneak about. See all that sneaking out. Because we want to hear you say that How you been? I've been good. Okay? You being good, that means if Romans 7 verse 12 is read before your eyes, then you all in with it. What does it say in Romans 7 verse 12?
Book of Romans 7 verse 12 reads, "Before the Torah instruction is right. The Torah instruction is righteous, just, and good."
So that means that you are a Torah keeper. So when you're good, you're keeping the Torah instruction. Now, Paul was invited to the Southern Kingdom temple site. He had Peter told him, "Why don't you come on down and get on the microphone and tell us how you've been doing, Paul, and let everybody hear if you've been doing good. And what would you say to this temple site once you get on the microphone?" So he said, "Okay, well, give me the microphone. Let me talk a little bit." He didn't talk much. He just got from 6 verse 5 down and said what? What he says in 6 verse 5?
The book of Hebrew.
The book of Hebrew. Who is titled called Hebrew? 6 verse 5. What he say there, brother? Yahdah Israel.
The book of Hebrew. The little word of Hebrews. Chapter 6. Verse number 5 reads, "Now faith is the good word of Yahweh, and the power of the world to come."
Mm-hmm. Read that again, Brother Yahdah Israel. Read that again.
The book of Hebrew, the little word of Hebrew, chapter 1, verse number 5. "Now taste of the good word of Yahweh, and the power of the world to come."
So if you don't taste of the good word of Yahweh, you know about the power of the world to come. So if you don't taste the good word, then you know about the power to come. And you know about the power that have been lost too. Now come back to Revelation again, 2 verse 3. And now that verse I had you holding from it for the last 30 minutes there, Brother Yahdah Israel, 36 verse 5. Now it's appropriate to bring that verse in. And then remember, but like I said again, we know we gave you a chance to, and plenty of time, but you already had it already, when that Jubilee talks about a profound thing, talking about the position that we put the children of Israel in that we need to read, because see, we're going to teach on the lesson or the memo we got showing how and expose these Arabs, the one got these doors, and how they just now in 2007-2010, they was the last country to abolish slavery, and from 2010 to 2021, in not but one plantation was found guilty for slavery. But the young lady that we read in class said slavery is big time now, and she took her message to CNN, and CNN kind of half-stepped it, but this is what she said. Let me pull a rabbi out of that, what she said to the six anointed council of voices of a Jewish life. That's what she said. Come back to Acts, Brother Yahdah Israel. That's what she said in the book of Acts that we can read. This is what she asks. She asks a profound statement. But remember, you got to bring up a verse. What she asks, would you shine some light on our country? Because slavery is real high. This is what she asks for the six anointed camps to do. CNN, they won't catch with it. So she asks Acts 16. She asked 16, verse number 9. This is what she asked for the six anointed camp of voices of the true Israelite. Will we look in there and shine the light on her country? And she went to the big dignitaries of the country to do what? This is what she asked for. She asked for, I'm all over the place right now, but I'm not all over the place. checked with in the book of Luke, there, Brother Yahdiah, she asked with MK. She asked 18 verse 3. This is what she asked CNN, would they be for her, because she said she came back from the field and her daughter was laying out there in the sand. Infant, less than 2 years old, flies all over her, dead. And she said, ask her master, can I bury my daughter? They said, no, get on back to work. Let's see, right? But she found escape from that misery up on the mares. And we're going to bring it out. But this is what she asked the big dignitaries in 18 verse 3. This is what she asked. She asked the question in 18 verse 3. What did she say in 18 verse 3, Brother Yahdiah, Israel of Acts?
The book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 3. There was a widow in that city. She came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary.
Ain't that something? So avenge me, she went to the big dignitary and asked them, would they avenge me of my adversary? So I escaped out of that country. And I was tuning, listening to a computer. And I heard a Voices of the True Israelite. And they was so interested in hearing. It was just like drinking a cold glass of water from the desert. That was she saying. So it's no accident that she responded to the six anointed camp, the Voices of the True Israelite. She want to know, can we not go back to Acts? Now we're going back to Acts now. What she want to know, what verse did we leave off on it? It was over in Acts there, Brother Yahdiah Israel, but we have to get up out of that verse to come back to that verse. I remember it was somewhere around verse 9 or something. You got it? I know you got it.
Sir.
Bring it out there, bro. Yes, sir. Bring it out.
The book of Acts, chapter 16, verse number 9 reads, Book of Acts. Chapter 16, verse number 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, prayed him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us.
Ain't that something? And come and help us. See, and the only way that the six anointed camps can help you is by giving you the word. Because, see, the Israelites is Zephaniah 2, 6 and 7. See, we know the children of Israel, the Israelites. We know where you at. In Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. See, we know where you at. And we know you gave us a platform to communicate. So it's no accident that they picking us up in all the countries around the world. And then all of a sudden, I'm taking my act to CNN. They won't say nothing. The big dignitaries won't say nothing about the mayor over there in this country that still got slavery going on. I tried to bury my daughter. Told me to go back to work. And how I got my daughter was from them raping me anyway. So you see how much work we got to do. That's why we don't have time for those that only instead of those that have an issue with the six anointed camp. All we had those that got an issue with us, which you put our Hebrew 13 verse 18 together for us. This is what we ask all the game sales and the ones that have a problem with the six anointed camp. This is what we ask of you to do. In 13:18 of the book of Hebrew. Why don't you put this on, because we're gonna peep into what's going on and Nanagasti. I think I'm halfway pronouncing it right there, Bo Yagdai as well. I'm not, you can pronounce it better than I can. So what country it is again, Bo Yagdai as well?
Yeah, let me look at it right quick, see ya.
Mm-hmm.
Try to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say well.
Like it's again, I had my memo, but see, like it's again, we don't know what we're gonna bring to the table, but understanding that they're gonna make it their business to listen and see when we do the same thing CNN did. Drop the ball and I get on the zip. No, we ain't gonna do that. We're gonna push the issue. We're gonna shine some light on that place where the Arabs run it at, and they got slavery going on big time there. We're gonna shine a light on that place. What's the name of the place that Bo Yagdai Israel?
Yeah, it's Maritanina.
Well, That's close. Just spell it out there, Bo Yagdai Israel. That's close.
Yeah, it's spelled Mauritania. Maritanina, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Madagascar. I think it's Madagascar, something like that. That's close. But like I said again, we're going to shine a light on and give you some revenge. But in the same token, we want to be like a cold glass of water in a desert, and that's very refreshing, by bringing out that what, and according to what we hear, is over 3 million slaves. And what they need is a cold glass of water. And the water is the water of what? What is water that we got to pour on that Brother Yagdai Israel? Let's go to Acts chapter 10. Let's see what kind of water we got to pull, put out here. Because it's no accident we on the case now. But the water got to be pulled out. And let's see what kind of water that got to be pulled out. And Acts chapter 10, verse 44, let's talk about it in Acts 10, 44, about pouring out some pouring out got to be done. Let's pick up verse 43, get warmed up. Acts 10, 43, 44.
The book of Acts 10, verse 43.
Hold that on. We'll get right down with it in verse 45. Let's get rid of pouring out what kind of water we got to pour out unto all these scattered Israelites in Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. What we got to pour out. And Peter left it very plain what got to be pulled out in 10:45. What did he say in 10:45 of the book of Acts?
The book of Acts 10, verse 45 reads, "They of the circumcision, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because of some of the northern kingdom of Israel, also was poured out the gift of the righteous spirit."
Mm-hmm. Because see, the northern kingdom, they also in all type of places of Africa too, according to Zephaniah 2, 6, and 7. See, everybody got the northern kingdom over there, and, you know, in one, no, Steve, right, no. That's why we got to come, and we just pronounce her name. Her name is M-O-U-L-K-H-E-I-R, M-I-N-T, our middle name, our last name is Y-A-R. B-A. She says she escaped in 2010, but she wants some revenge, and all of a sudden she was listening to a broadcast of the six anointed camps called Voices of a Jew Israelite. And it peaked that, and she got all she can and finally got a chance to tell a story. the CNN, they have stuff with it, and the big dignitaries of the country, M-A-U-R-I-T-A-I-A-N, courts. They, she asked for vengeance on her persecutors, prosecutors. She said, would y'all revenge me for what they did to me? No, they didn't do it. And see, these old Arabs, the ones that you got all around these stores and all these ones that hang around that Quran, understand over there in this place called, put the location of that place again, that probably got to die as well. We know in the desert, R-I-T-A-I-A-N, the court system did not give her her just due. And she said she escaped in 2000, but she says, and she says there's around about 3.4 million people are enslaved in real slavery. That's what she said. See, see, people talk that talk about slavery and play, but she said, listen, see, it's real slavery going on in Mauritania. Something like that. I'm close. Mauritania. Right now, the Arabs is running that area. So when you pull up that, and where they located again, Brother Yahdai Israel?
It says Mauritania. Officially, the Islamic Republic of Mauritania is a sovereign state in northwest Africa. It is bordered by the Atlantic Ocean to the west, Western Sahara to the north, Northwest Algeria to the northeast, Mali to the east, the southeast, and Senegal to the southwest.
I know what she said. She said, she says Mauritania was the last country in the world to abolish slavery. That happened in 1981, nearly 120 years after Abraham Lincoln, 5 years ago in 2007, Mauritania passed a law that criminals, the criminal act of owning other persons are far, only one case have been prosecuted. You see that here, right here? One case. And she says that it's estimated about 10 to 20% of Mauritania or the 3.4 million people are in slavery, in real slavery. You got what they say? Is that what she say? She said, Sierra, can you blow the whistle on them? Yeah, we going to blow the whistle on them. And what's the name of that place again? Who running that place again? You just read it, Brother Yahdai. Who you said running that place again?
The Islamic Republic of Mauritania.
The Islamic Republic is the one running that place, and they is the last country to abolish slavery that happened in 1981. Now, we're going to investigate that too. Nearly 120 years after Abraham Lincoln, 5 years ago in 2005. So, this is, she's been everywhere and see what somebody shine a little light on them. And the Mauritania courts, they ain't going to say nothing. And he say, and the Arabs ain't going to say nothing, but I finally got me a cold glass of water by listening to the Sixth Anointed Camps of Voices of the True Israelites. He said, it sounded like y'all would say something. Yeah, we'll say something. Yeah, we'll say something. Because we know one thing, that the Arabs is just as guilty as Esau and his five sons. We know they is guilty too. Because we know even Joseph was taken down in slavery, and Arabs is the one started the slave trade. But like I said again, but we got to bring it to You understand one thing, C. Ray? We will never be in slavery if we remember what was told to us that we were. As a matter of fact, now, I know I ain't forgot about the Adam and Eve, but now bring me that verse on what we was that was told of us, Brother Yahdai Israel, that Jubilees. See, this is the way we got to start talking with one another. We got to bring up the history of what we do know that we can read. In the book of Jubilees, Brother Yahdai Israel, you know, y'all profoundly brought it out yesterday, and we took a little notes on it. Let's talk about that verse again, exactly what you put on the table, and now let's do a little precepting with it. In that Jubilee 32, you had your hammer down, you was in rare form to deliver the word of Yahweh. Now, wet the beak of this national audience that we know who we are. Come on.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 32, verse number 16 reads, Jubilee 32, verse 16. Now the following night, on the 22nd day of this month, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, resolved to build that place and to surround the court with a wall, to sanctify it and make it righteous forever for himself and his family after him. Verse 17. Yahweh appeared to him by night and blessed him and said unto him, your name shall not be called Jacob, but Israel shall thy name. Verse 18. He said unto him again, I am Yahweh who created the heaven and earth. Now I shall increase you, multiply you exceedingly. Kings will come forth from you, and they will judge everywhere, wherever the foot of the sons of men have trodden. Verse 19. I will give to you, and I will give to your seed all the earth, which is under heaven. They will judge all nations according to their desire. And after that, will I give them the possession of the whole earth and inherit it forever. Verse 20. He finished speaking with him, and he went up from him. And Israel looked till he was extended.
Ain't that something? So that's the kind of message that we need to pound on. We need to pound on. We hear what they saying. But do anybody ever read what Yahweh saying? So Yahweh is telling the children of Israel, the peoples of the book, I'm not going to give you a 40 acres and a mule and give you a little spot somewhere in a corner. I'm going to give you what? Now, read again what did Yahweh say. See, that's the game changer right there. See, when you find a verse, what Yahweh say, then we got a problem because we bring it out. But what did Yahweh say? And all we supposed to say is 1:18:23 is marvelous in our eyesight. So once we tell you what Yahweh is saying, then we got to start figuring out then, well, what happened? If he said this, then what happened? What did he say again? He gonna do, Brother Yahdai Israel. Can you one more time tell us what verse that he say what he gonna do? Go ahead.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 32, verse number 17. Yahweh appeared to him by night and blessed him and said unto him, your name shall not be called Jacob, but Israel shall your name be. Verse 18. And he said unto him again, I am Yahweh who created the heaven and earth, and I shall increase you, multiply you exceedingly. Kings shall come from you, and they will judge everywhere, wherever the foot of the sons of men have trodden. Verse number 19. I will give your seed all the earth, which is under heaven. They will judge all nations according to their desire. And after that, they will get possession of the whole earth and inherit it forever. He finished speaking with him and went up. And Israel looked till he had ascended.
See, right? Now, that is the message that got to be told to Manasseh. All the Israelites that got from Zephaniah 2, verse 6 and 7. What it says in Zephaniah, that's why we do not have time, that's why we try to build family's relationship to understand it's a protocol. The men got to get their rightful position. You got to make sure you got the proper help. If you got somebody with you, they got to be with you according to the Bible, not with you on worldly. No, with me according to this book. We seen some couples in the class yesterday, and that was going on big time. We seen that. So we seen that spirit moving in class yesterday, and that was a great thing. But we tell you, see, right, if Yahweh has said that I'm going to give you not everybody equal and everybody got this. No, he says one people going to get it, but the one people got to do what I tell you to do to put it back in motion. See, the one people got to make sure they doing what I tell you to do, then all hell going to break loose on the world. But the one people ain't doing what the man tell them to do. What he's saying in End Time Prophecy of 12 verse 17 to one people. He telling one people something in 12 verse 17 of Revelation. What he saying in 12, 17 of Revelation?
Book of Revelation 12, number 17 reads. Revelation 12, verse 17. Revelation chapter 12 verse 17. The dragon was wroth with the woman and was to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the Torah section of Yahweh, have the covenant testimony of Yahweh the Son.
So he's saying the people he's telling this to, you is not going to work with you until you remember that you was given a covenant to keep, not to cameo it. He said, for the blessing that I installed on you, children of Israel, it only starts when you remember that you are a Torah-keeping people. And that's why I gave it to you. And I said, not only you're gonna be a judge over the earth. So you hear brothers and sisters say, you can't no cold-blooded man teach me. Can't nobody be a judge over me. But see, that's not scripture-wise. That's emotional. If we just read that Yahweh said, the children of the book will be judges over the earth. So, and after he told them that, he went on about his business. Because it's a dumb deal to come out of his mouth. You see, so now why is we running away from this book and we're doing everything contrary to this book? See, if you're going to be judged over the whole earth, then you got to find out, well, that sounds pretty good. How can I get thee to that? But see, David made a profound statement. Now, you heard it. He said, you're going to be king and judge over the earth. Look what David says in 2 Samuel 19, verse number 22. See, we got to get, something that we know. What do we know? We got to figure out something. We got to know what this Bible is telling us. The Bible talking good, Steve, right? But anybody reading it? And that's why the young lady, we can't pronounce the name, and we're going to try to, because we'll get more calls on trying to butcher up her name. But she said she wants some revenge. She said, listen to the six anointed camps of voices of the two Israelites. It was just like cold water in the desert. She said, you talk like that all the time? Yeah, we talk like this all the time. We talk. They'll say it's Yahweh all the time. And well, you read that, Brother Yahweh. I got about 4 or 5 verses just popped in my head from the middle of the spirit that I need to get in anyway. It's already on the table. So what you working with now, Brother Yahweh Israel?
2 Samuel chapter 19, I believe it was. Yeah.
All right. Give me that verse 22 out the way. So see, we got to get to where we got some of this working with us. we got to get where we can say this right here. And what do it say in 2 Samuel 19:22? Can we say this? Remember the prophecy of in Jubilee, that was Abraham's day. So now Moses' day, 500 years after that. Guess what? David's day is 500 years after that. But look what David says in 19, verse 22. What do you say there, Brother Yadai Israel, in 19:22?
Look at 2 Samuel 19, verse 22 reads, and David said, what have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should this day be adversary unto me? Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel?
Ain't that the, you see the man said? He said, I know king over Israel. See right here. That's the kind of talk we love to hear in the Sixth Anointed Camp. We love to hear somebody say what they know. Huh? They know. See right here. Precept that to 11 verse 3 of St. John. Or is it 3 verse 11? Brother Yahweh Israel. See, we got this. See, we waiting to hear some of this talk. Not always bumming all around. We got to get somebody to say in 3:11. Can anybody say 3:11 in St. John? Can anybody say some of this here? What is saying 3:11 in St. John?
Look at St. John chapter 3, verse 11 reads, St. John 3, verse 11, truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
See, we speak what we know. See, that's the kind, see, let me tell you something, 6 and 9 count. I can tell you many things, but I got to see the signs. The signs will tell you more. We'll tell you some more, but we got to, you got to understand something. You got to get on the know. You got to be confident that you can meet anyone that got a bump the gum issue. Let them win that. Don't worry about that. But when they come up with some air, put some Bible on them. Put some Bible on them. That's it. Put some Bible on them, and that shut everything down, but you got to get where you know your position. See? And that's why the verse, matter of fact, give me Matthew 24, verse 44. All I need one verse out of that, Brother Yahweh Israel. Like I said again, one thing we do know, the voices of the truth is like, is heard all over the world, and every time they get and these computers that they put together, it's gonna backfire on them because the computers they're putting together now they tuning in to voices of the true Israelites. All over the known world, they listen to voices of the true Israelites. We gonna shine some light on them Arabs over there, and we gonna also take care of Esau too, but we gotta take care of the children of the Sixth Anointed Camp to get prepared. Make sure they recognize you. And they ain't going to recognize you walking around with skinny jeans on and all that. Don't you know you're going to feel naked with them skinny jeans on? If you ain't got your fringes on, you supposed to feel naked. Oh, this man is saying, listen, see, I'm ready to do my part. This ready, I'm going to do my part. But we're going to send the last messengers for those two Israelites. Start waking them up. The world is waiting, but we got it like we saying. 6 anointed counts. We got to speak with one voice, one mind, and we got to be in order. Order, see right here. But in 2 Corinthians there, Brother Yahweh, he had me out in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 6. Because see, one thing about it, you know, a brother called me and said, you know, when I first tuned in, I heard the voice, but the voice was kind of, it wasn't like the preachers teach on Sunday. No. The voice is, no, we not like the one that teach on Sunday. No. We're not like that. But what we are like is 2 Corinthians 11, verse 6. What does it say?
The book of 2 Corinthians 11, verse 6 reads, "But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things."
You see that? Although we rude in speech, we might butcher up a few words, but one thing about it, if we tell you a duck is pulling a wagon, then go look for the chain. That's all we tell. If we tell you a duck is pulling a wagon, then just go back and see where the chain is. That's it. Because what we tell you, we can back it up all through scripture-wise. But we don't sound like the other folks sound and the other one that jerking you around. No, we're going to bring you sound information. What it says in Galatians chapter 4:16. Galatians 4:16.
Book of Galatians 4. Verse 16 reads, Book of Galatians 4, verse 16. "Am I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth?"
Can we tell you the truth? And what we tell you to do is, now you can bring it back to that 11:18. If we didn't get it one time, we'll get it this time. Because see, now we're telling you the truth. Now, what good can we do with our mouth? Whatever you want, if you don't want to make your body a living sacrifice, you want to be a 12 verse 3 in Ecclesiastes, hide behind the curtain, then you hide behind the curtain. But while you hide behind the curtain, understand what's written in 13 verse 18. What it says in the book of Hebrew, 13 verse 18. What it says, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Hebrew. Literary Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 18 reads, "Pray for us, so we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly."
That's right. So I tell you what, pray for us. You know, pray for the six anointed camps, because we're going to get the job done. No doubt about it. We're going to get the job done. Because he was told that kings gonna come out of the people that's gonna be doing his job. And David said, "I know I'm a king." He said, "I know I'm a king." See, right. We trying to, you know, give me a word, Brother Yahdai. We trying to pump some anger. Give me a word. Give me a word what we trying to do, Brother Yahdai. Give me a word.
Enlighten you.
Enlighten you. We trying to enlighten you. To understand that we're going to get there, because Yahweh said, "I'm going to get you there." We're trying to enlighten you. Now, come on back to that verse again in Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. Now I need that verse again. Now we'll go back-to-back with that verse again by coming out of the book of Adam and Eve. Now let's come out of the book of Adam and Eve now. What it says in Revelation 2, verse 5?
Book of Revelation 2, verse 5 reads, "Remember therefore from whence you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly and remove your candlestick out of this place, except you repent."
Mm-hmm. So, what is the first work according to end time prophecy of the 17th chapter of Revelation? What is your first work? Isn't talking future about your first work, see, right? Your first work was written in the book of Revelation chapter, what was it written at? What was it written that we can read that, Brother Yahdai Israel? We read something that we read 12, around about the 14th chapter. Verse 12. What was in 14? Thanks again, that Brother Yahdai Israel. 14:12. So what was our first work that we got to repent and examine ourselves and see how we doing? End time prophecy 14 verse 12 says what?
Look at Revelation 14 verse 12 reads, "Here's the patience of the saints." 12 tribes of Israel. Here are they. They keep the Torah instruction of Yahuwah and the covenant of Yahuwah the Son.
That is our first work, Israel. Our first work to remember that we was covenant keepers of thus says Yahuwah. That's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. Your first work. Your first work was that you did the Torah instruction. That means you followed the Torah instruction. Now give me that Revelation again, 2:5 again, and now we go on and peep at what's going on and what'll happen.
Book of Revelation, chapter 2:5 reads. Book of Revelation 2:5. Remember therefore from which thou art fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly and remove your candlestick out of its place, except you repent.
Now, let's precept that to Adam and Eve there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So now the first work, it has to come from the first man. In 36:5, so the first man has to know something about it. So now what are we supposed to know? Well, that ain't in canon. Well, we know a whole lot of things that ain't in canon. The bottom line is, get your mouth up about what's not in canon. Well, first of all, he told you in 147:19-20. What did he tell you in Psalm 147:19-20? When he tell you, well, that's not in canon. Well, but 147:19-20, they ain't in canon neither. But what do we say? Psalm 147:19-20.
The book of Psalm 147:19-20 reads. Psalm 147:19. He showed his word unto Israel, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. 20. Have not dealt so with any nation, for as his judgment, they have not known this. Hallelujah.
So he showed his word to Jacob, whose name was changed of Israel. And on the right side of the book, in Acts chapter 10, that's Brother Yahdai Israel, see, did nothing change. It's just we just don't do no reading no book because we're up on the wrong ministry. In 10:36, it talks about this right here in 37. Look what it says in Acts chapter 10:36-37. Look what it says there. Acts chapter 10:36-37, what it say?
Book of Acts chapter 10:36-37 reads. Acts 10:36. The word which Yahuwah sent unto the family of Israel teaches peace by Yahuwah the Son. He is Yahuwah of all. 37. The word I say you know, which was published throughout all Yahuwah Judah, began from Galilee after the baptism of John's teaching.
He said the word that you know. No, you don't know. Because he didn't know, you'll know that Zephaniah 2, Zechariah chapter 2:6-7. If you know that, then you know this right here. Because we got many names calling on us. We got many names, but the Bible don't support the name that we call ourselves today. See, right? Look, it says in Zechariah chapter 2:6-7.
Book of Zechariah. Chapter 2:6-7 reads. Book of Zechariah 2:6. Ho, ho, flee from the land of the north, save Yahuwah. Thy spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, save Yahuwah. 7. Deliver yourself, O Yahuwah Judah, Israel, that dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon.
You see what he said? He says you got to deliver yourself, see, right? How you going to deliver yourself? You don't have your weapon. Your weapon you got to use is what he got written in Jeremiah. What weapon you got to use? Do you know that Jeremiah, at 1:4, he was told by Yahuwah you was formed by the womb to be a seer for me? And then Jeremiah wrote this after Yahuwah had built him up real good he had Jeremiah to put some down in the book. And this is what he says to Jeremiah, pertaining to the whole world, but he also taking care of what he wants the children of Israel to know and what he's going to do. So that's why it was no accident when that long-named woman that escaped and went to CNN trying to get a little help and think they are Managastrians. You're not Managastrians. No, that's not who you are. And that's why we got to come now. We got to come now. Boss of the other two is alike. But now let's talk about something that we do know that we can read, was told of Jeremiah to put it in the book, but it's not going to never be brought up unless the six anointed camp bring it up and put it in context. Jeremiah 51, 17 down to verse 23. Listen good. What does it say?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 51.
Yes, sir. Think of verse 17. And when he threw a shot at the world, but then all of a sudden he's going to zero in on the nation of Israel. What do you say there, Brother Yahdai Israel, 51, 17, down to verse 23 of Jeremiah? What do you say?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 51, verse 17 through 23 reads, Jeremiah 51, verse 17, every man is bruised by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. With molten image is falsehood. There is no breath. Verse 18. They have vanity, the work of error. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. Verse 19. The portion of Israel is not like them, for he is the former of all things. And Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. Verse 20. Thou art my battle axe and weapon of war. With you will I break in pieces the nation. With you will I destroy kingdoms. Verse 21. With you will I break in pieces the horse, the rider. With you will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. Verse 22. With you also will I break in pieces man and woman. With you will I break in pieces old and young. With you will I break in pieces young man and maiden. Verse 23. I will also break in pieces with you the shepherd. And his flock. With you will I break in pieces the husband man and his yoke of oxen. And with you will I break in pieces captains and rulers.
Ain't that something? He said, with you I'm going to do it. Now, who is the you? Now you got to precept your Bible in Zechariah 14:14. Now who are you we going to start with that's going to be going to get the first blow side? The whole 17 nations here. So you see right here, listen, that's why the question is asked. This is the question asked before you read 17:17. In the book of Isaiah chapter 6. The question is on the table, see right here, is this right here. He said in verse 8, this is the question that we ask and we watch everybody from the pages of the book. And Isaiah the seer was ear dropping. He was ear hustling, you call it, whatever you want to call it. And he heard something that was in heaven. Let's see what he heard in heaven. 6:8. What he heard in 6:7.
The book of Isaiah 6. Verse number 8. Also I heard the voice of Yahweh saying, who shall I send? And who will go for us? Then say that, here am I. Send me.
Send me. Send the six anointed council voices over to you. We'll say something. See, you got to understand something. We'll say something. Because we clear of 1 Maccabees 11:21. But see, you got brothers and sisters. That's right. You got to watch everybody from the page of the book. You got brothers and sisters that got some 11:21 that wants to be leaders. But look what he says in 1 Maccabees, pick up 11, verse 20 and 21. See, you got those. See, you let them pick your leaders. They pick your leaders off. Klepto Donaldson, Skinny Jean, T.J. That's all the leaders you know. You know the Sunday leaders and the Lord God and Jesus leaders. C.C. Ray, do you understand what you got to? You got to really hold on to what you hear. First Maccabees 11:20-21 says what?
The book of First Maccabees chapter 11, verse 20 and verse 21 reads. Book of First Maccabees 11. At the same time, Jonathan gathered together them that were in Yachdar Judah, the southern kingdom, to take the tower that was in the southern kingdom. He made many engines of war against it. Verse 21. Then certain unyakwali persons, waited their own people, went unto the king and told him that Jonathan besieged the tower.
You mean you got leaders that do what, Brother Yachdar, is a day what with their people? You got leaders that would do what with their people? And you got people that's in leadership, they get more nervous when they see somebody look like them than, you see, this is why we got a big battle ahead of us. And he put a ministry right in the heart of the known world to take care of his business. See, listen, D-Ray, you got brothers and sisters that when they see somebody mirror themselves, but in their mind, they haven't made it, but they feel that I'm made because they can step out and see people look like somebody else. And that's what we see. You see them all at the big dignitaries, and I would tell the big dignitaries to come. We know you can't step up front, but you can support the ministry from the background. You know, do what you got to do. Support the ministry. We'll deliver the knockout blow. But if you're going to support anything, support this ministry. We're going to work it out. And just say, Joshua, we know you can't come forward, but support Voices of the True Israelites. Because we need to put a 10 toes down on a lot of countries. So we need your support to do so. Because we're going to take care of this business. That's why we organizing right now. All over the known world, we organize. But how we organizing in? The word of Yahweh. What'd you read that, Brother Yachdar Israel?
I didn't catch that, sir.
Oh, you didn't catch that? Read that again in Maccabees chapter 11, verse 20-21 again. We find out that they pick our own leaders. And our own leaders have a tendency when they pass a suitcase with him, he want to get far away from anything look like in a mirror of himself. But what will happen in 11:20, make it 21 now. First Maccabees 11:21.
The book of First Maccabees 11, verse 21. Then certain of the unyakwali persons who hated their own people went out to the king and told him that Jonathan besieged the tower.
You see that? You got unyakwali people that hate their own. And they always going to run to the descendants of the 17 nations and tell them, you know, we got a problem on our hands. And the problem is the six anointed camp of Voices of the True Israelites. They enlighten the people. They calling us out because we take your couple dollars. And we get far away from anybody look like us. And when we see anybody look like us, it make us cringe. See, well, that's the thing we got to break, girl. That's why you got to remember where you have fallen from. See, where you have fallen from, not give me that verse right there. We read 3, verse 5, and you read it 3 times already. Not give me that book, that statement out in Adam and Eve, because Yahweh made a statement himself. See, that statement was pulled all the way from Adam and Eve. And what it says in whatever I was saying about an hour ago, Brother Yachdar, I'll say it about 3 times. So I know you got it down pat. So now it's time to bring that statement out about when we read 2 verse 5. Remember where you have fallen from and repent. Now give me Adam Eve. What did Adam Eve say behind that? What did Yahweh say?
First book of Adam Eve, chapter 36, verse number 5 reads, at first, angels, minister spirits trembled at the presence of Adam, afraid of him. But now Adam trembled before the minister spirit and is afraid of them.
Ain't that something? You know what the man said? It was about a time ago, see, right? That the angels that was created when they came down to the garden where Adam at, they trembled. Now, the trembling is now by Adam doing something that we doing today. Now, Adam trembled. So you see, once upon a time ago, Steve, right? You hear the man saying? Now look, we trembling now. We trembling now. We trembling when it's day. We trembling when it's night. If the 17 nations pull us over, we trembling because our life is at stake. This ain't the way it was, see, right? How do we lose this position that Yahweh gave us? How do we lose this position? Why are we a trembling people today? Also, why are we trembling now? It wasn't in the beginning. Read that verse again about what was in the beginning when it come down to Adam. What was in the beginning, Brother Yahweh Israel?
I'm reading from the first book of Adam and Eve, 36, verse number 5. At first, minister spirit, angels, trembled at the presence of Adam and were afraid of him. But now Adam trembled before the minister spirit and were afraid of them.
Ain't that something? Now you see what we're afraid from, Steve, right here. We used to be a people that when the nations came, as a matter of fact, what you mean, WCC? It ain't nothing saying you was once like that. Yeah, it was. Yes, it was, WCC. I'll put a precept on you. Thank you for saying it anyway. Let's go to EZRA. And once upon a time ago, no. See, we got a rich history, but we think our history only going to start when they give it to you on February month. No, see, right? You think we only get going on in February month, but no, it's already written records about us. In this book, once you find out who you are, that you people of the book, it's written records about you in EZRA chapter 4. Let's pick up verse 18. And it's in writing, see, right? You mean you get a degree, you graduate from wherever you at, and they didn't get a chance to read, this was in writing? And 4 verse 18 down to verse 20? EZRA chapter 4, 18 through 20. You mean it's writing on this, and you mean you got a degree, and you never ran across this to discuss it, but we'll discuss it for you out the Bible. EZRA chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. What does it say?
The book of Ezra, EZRA chapter 4, verse number 18 to 20 reads, the book of Ezra, verse number 18, the letter which you sent to us has been plainly read before me. Verse 19, that commanded and search have been made. It is found that this city of old time had made insurrection against kings. Their rebellion and sedition have been made therein. Verse 20. There have been mighty kings also of Yahweh Judah, which have ruled over all countries beyond the river. Toll, tribute, and custom was paid unto them.
Now look at that. You mean that it is written records that the Yahweh Judah was king. And the whole 17 other nations came by and hit their box and brought their tributes to them. See, Roy, why is this not in our school system? Why is EZRA chapter 14 saying it's a letter which you sent unto us have been plainly read before me. Where is that letter announcing, Roy? Why that letter is not published in the public school system, why this letter is not saying that these people that you call African-American, Negro, and color was once upon a time kings. The world came by and checked with them. So that's why he put the world of the Israelites, if we're not reading Ezekiel 5:5, the center capital of the world. Because every direction you have to stop by and make sure you hit our box. But what happened now? In Genesis chapter 17, verse 6, 15, and 16, I mean, it was told all over the Bible. Why we don't know this? Why we think we African-American Negroes and colors? Why we, David said, I know that I'm a king. Because he read the record coming out of Genesis 17, verse 6, 15, and 16. What does it say? Genesis 17, verse 6. Skip down to 15 and 16, Brother Yada Israel. See Roy. What does it say?
The book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse number 6. Verse number 16 and 17 read. Book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse number 6 read. And I will make you exceeding fruitful. And I will make nations of thee. Kings shall come out of you. Verse 16. I will bless her and give you a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her. She shall be the mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Verse 17. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his mind, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? Shall Sarah that is 90 years old back.
Mm-hmm. So it was prophesied, but remember he laughed in his mind. He ain't have to say nothing to Yahweh out of power. Yeah. He ain't have to say nothing. Yahweh can look right at you and see what you're working with in your mind. He said, why you ever told your kids, your children, that once upon a time ago, we was kings. We ran everything. Then, because they don't ask, well, then what happened, Mama? Because Mama's job is to tell them. Mama ain't told nobody nothing. Because Mama ain't, because Father ain't saying nothing. And see, Father don't say nothing. Mama can't say nothing. Then what's going to raise the kids up is it's just one I'm saying and I'm saying stay up on. That's all going to raise them. And nobody going to take the time and look what is written in his Bible, that it was prophesied about not only was you not going to be worried about no 40 acres and a mule. He looked Abraham straight eyeball and told him the 13th chapter of Genesis. What are you telling Brother Yahdai Israel? He told him something in the 13th chapter of the book of Genesis. Let's pick up verse 11 and just walk all the way into it. 11 down to 17. We're going to 13 chapter of Genesis, and Yahweh met him and told a talking to Abel and told him what time it is. Why we don't know this that's written in his Bible. Because they tell you it's done away with. Let's see what it says in the 13th chapter, verse 11, down to verse 17 of Genesis. What does it say, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Genesis chapter 13, verse 11 through 17 reads. Book of Genesis 13, verse 11. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east. They separated themselves the one from the other. Verse 12. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan. And Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain. Pitched his tent towards Sodom. Verse 13. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before Yahweh exceedingly. Verse 14. Yahweh said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where thou art northward, southward, eastward, and westward. Verse 15. For all the land which thou seest, to you will I give it, and to your seed forever. Verse 16. Thou make your seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall your seed also be numbered. Verse 17. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto you.
Why nobody was putting nuggets on the table? You know, all that Madagascar, don't you understand the reason you over there? Because Yahweh scattered you to every nation upon the sun. Listen, you where you supposed to be at? See, Yahweh got everything laid out where you supposed to be at, but the point, you got to organize and get your position that every land that you on, you supposed to understand what it means. Every land that you own, see, right? You supposed to be, give me back that Jubilees again, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, come back to Jubilees again on what we supposed to be on every land that Yahweh say. Now, come on back to Jubilees again, that's 32, verse 16 again. See, we got to pound this in the ones that gonna be the two-thirds that make it. And matter of fact, how many Israelites anyway is it, according to 24 verse 60? How many, see, you merely said you can be as the sand of the sea, right? And we told Abraham that he didn't have no heirs. He had no Isaac at the time. Do you know it's already prophesied how many you're gonna be, and all you talk about some 16, 19? Or somebody brought you someplace that you ain't already been. What it got written in 24 verse 60 about you? Well, yeah, God, Israel, Genesis.
The book of Genesis 24 verse 60. They blessed Rebekah and said unto her, "Your eye sister, be you the mother of thousands of millions, and let your
thousands
seed possess the
thousand of me." So it's no number. So how are you a minority? And you a majority everywhere. It's just we got to bring out more information showing you what happened to you. Thousand a million. And we read it. Did we read that Zechariah 2 verse 6 and 7 yet?
Yeah, we read Zechariah.
All right. So you find out that you thousand a million. So now, once you find out this information, what do Yahweh want you to do? And, the book of Baruch. What do you want you to do when you find out that you thousand a million? And Baruch chapter 4, verse 27 and 28. What do you want you to do, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Baruch.
Chapter 4, 27 and 28. What do you want you to do, Brother Yahdai Israel, see right?
The book of Baruch chapter 4, verse 27, verse 28 reads. Book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse number 27. Be of good comfort, O my family, and cry unto Yahweh, for you shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. Verse 28. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, but be in return, seek him 10 times more.
See the man tell you to? He said, now, if you decide to get off into this, what we are, now you got to seek him 10 times more. Because, but you got to bring your record with you. You got to have your record when you show before them. You got to have your record. And your record tells you whatever land you own, you will be king. Now, Yahweh made a final statement after he cleaned Baruch up in the 45th chapter. We ain't going to read. We ain't going to read none about no Baruch in the 45th chapter. But I want to, for something Baruch read, I mean, he was told, he put it in writing. You know, so if you could help me out there, Brother Yahdai, he said something in the second chapter of Baruch. He gave you a position that you, that see, when you went over there in 1968, You went over there by the will of your own mind. Because you wasn't reading the Bible, because Yahweh is going to tell you about what's written. When you come to a land, I'd like to get red-headed, but it ain't coming to me. But pick up at Baruch chapter 2 there, Brother Yahweh Israel. And pick around about verse 23. I want to know, when you come to any part of Yahweh's land, I want to know, what is your position that we can read? See what I'm saying? See, remember, but the God contest is fine. But I don't know what your position that we can read. I like to get back to one verse, but I'm not to push it all away. But if you want to pull out that one verse, I'll leave it like that. You want to pull out the one verse, Brother Yahweh Israel, fine. But if you don't, pick up verse Baruch 2 and pick up verse 23, and we just walk into it. Come on.
The book of Baruch chapter 2, verse 23 reads, I will cause the seaside of the city of Yahweh Judah from the southern kingdom, the voice of mirth, the voice of joy, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride. The whole land shall be desolate of inhabitants. Verse 24.
Hold that point. Thank you, Brother Yahweh Israel. See, we're just going to get back to the point. See, remember, when we kicked out that Revelation chapter 2, verse 5, remember where you fallen from. So now, when you go to Israel, when you go to a land, you're supposed to have your record with you, and you're supposed to say, well, who are you? You say, well, I'm a 234, a Baruch. What is it saying 232, and particularly at 230, but it tell you what you cannot be. You can't be this in 32, 33, and 34. See, right here. Listen, we begging you, 609 camp, get back in the Bible. Get back in the Bible. You see your grandbabies? You see all the wrong around you? Get in the Bible and show them and have them to read exactly who you are and your position over the nation. And we're going to precept that. What is it saying? 232 to 35.
Baruch 32 and 35,
and we'll get one more in. You know, time get away there, Brother Yahweh Israel, because this Bible tells a story, but we're going to tell it. Remember one thing, the feast days is over with. Now I'm trying to tell your story. 32 down, verse 35 says what?
The book of Baruch, chapter 2, verse 32 to 35 reads. Book of Baruch, chapter 2. Verse 32, and they shall praise me in the land of their captivity and think upon my name. Verse 33, return from their stiff neck, from their wicked deeds, for they shall remember the way of their fathers, which sinned before Yahweh. Verse 34, now bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath unto their father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. They shall be Yahweh's of it, and I will increase them. They shall not be diminished. Verse 35, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their Yahweh. They shall be my people. I will no more drive my people Israel out of the land that I have given them.
Wait a minute. Brother Yahweh Israel, you mean that when they... You know, I mean, somebody got to call it out. Any land that we go to on Yahweh's earth, we supposed to be what, according to 34? So how are we going over there asking about where can we put our few people together and let us multiply? Any land on the face of this known earth, we supposed to be a 34. Now listen, somebody got to tell their grandbabies to read. Baby, where you read what you're supposed to be doing? Don't be hating your brothers and sisters. This what you, do you know is written in verse 34? What it say in verse 34?
The book of Baruch 2, verse 34. I will bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath unto their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. They shall be Yahweh of it.
Yes, Jonathan. You're supposed to be Yahweh of any land that you are. What'll happen, see, right? Let's preach up there and we just bag it down, Brother Yahweh. We'll bag it down. See, it just, what we tell you, see, right? The Almighty Yahweh got a calling on the sixth anointed count. But we all got to be one mind, one understanding, and we all got to just about look like Yahweh got rid of this book. You got your fringes on? You don't have them on? Shame on you. Because your blessings in the fringes. You got to tell your babies that. Write it down. The blessings is in the fringes. Yahweh put the fringes on us because that's our blessing. That's our calling card. So now in Ezekiel 35, look what he says he was going to do. But we ain't worried about what they said, what they going to do. But I'm going to get verse 20. I just want one verse 20. Now you just read, you're going to be Yahweh of the land. I'm going to bring you back. What do it say in the 35th chapter, verse 8? Verse 8 and verse 20, and we'll call it right there. Verse 8 and 20, no, I got to add one more to it. What do you got to do after you get some 8 and 20 in you? He got to do something for you. He got to do something in verse 26. 8, 20, and 26, and that's my final verdict, Brother Yahdai Israel. You're on the clock, come on. 8, 20, and 26, what does it say?
The book of Ezekiel, 35. Verse number 8, verse 20, and verse 26 reads, Book of Ezekiel 35, verse number 8. Ezekiel 35.
Well, make it 36. Thank you, Brother Yahdai Israel. You own it again. 36, verse 8, verse 20, and 26 in the closing statement. We'll get back on this tomorrow. What you working with, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse number 8, verse 20, and verse 26 reads, Ezekiel 36, verse number 8, But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches, yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are at hand to come. Verse 20. And when they entered unto the nation, whither they went, they profaned my righteous name. They said to them, these are the peoples of Yahweh, and have gone forth out of his land. Verse 26, a new mind also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony mind out of your flesh, and will give you a mind of flesh.
Read 27.
Verse 27, I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment. And do this.
Ain't that right? You mean the Bible telling you all that the people know who you are? Yeah, they know who you are. These are the peoples of Israel that went forward out of their own land, out of Yahweh's land. They know who you are, see, right? But why are you waiting on the 17 nations to tell you who you are? What your responsibility is? Why are you waiting on somebody to tell you that one I say? You are peoples of the book. And your calling card is the friend. The calling card of you. But Yahweh made it plain. You gonna be ashamed of me? I won't be ashamed of you. Your calling card is the fringes, see, right? You have left your land. But understand, whoever occupied any part of the world, it belongs to you. According to what he told Abraham, according to what he told all the big dignitaries, every place from north, east, south, and west, it belongs to you. Well, if you believe the Bible, you know. Brother Yahdai Israel, we leave it like that. We'll leave it like that, and we'll get back on it again tomorrow with your part. What's your closing statement is behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah. What? Yes, see, I pulled up a little article that I like to I'd like to read a little bit of it. And it's entitled The Unspeakable Truth About Slavery in Mauritania. And it reads, in 1981, Mauritania made slavery illegal, the last country in the world to do so. Nonetheless, tens of thousands of people, mostly from the minority of Mauritanian groups, still live as bond labor, domestic servants, or child brides. Local rights groups estimate that up to 20% of the population is enslaved. 1 in 2 Haritians forced to work on farms or in homes with no possibility of freedom, education, or pay. Slavery has a long history in this northern African desert nation. For centuries, Arabs speaking raided villages resulted in a rigid caste system that still exists to this day. With darker skinned inhabitants beholden to their lighter skinned masters, slave statutes is passed down from mother to child. Anti-slavery activities are regularly tortured and detained. Yet the government routinely denies that slavery exists in Mauritania, instead praising itself for eradicating the practice. Members of the Mauritanian leading anti-slavery organizations, the Initiative for the Resurgence of the Abolitionist Movement, hope to oust the majority Arab Berber group government in national elections next year. Fatoumata F-A-T-I-M-A-T-A-O-U, and her daughter, Mabarka Abub, were slaves to a family in the Alige region, roughly 250 kilometers from the capital. They called me Fatma, the servant. I looked after the cattle, prepared food, fetch water from the wells, said Fatima. I lost 2 babies to this family because they prevented me from taking care of my children. I was forced to work when I had just given birth. Fatima was freed with her children in the early 1990s by the organization SOS Slave Today. She lived with her family in one of sub-Saharan living working class neighborhoods. Hallelujah.
And Fatima wants to talk about, we got the number come in, that we heard the broadcast of the Voices of a Jewish Life. We went to CNN. They won't help us. We went to the Madagascar court system. They won't help us. The slave masters had our daughters, my daughters out there. They were dead. Can I bury my daughter? No, you can't. Get on back over there to work. I want the Arabs. See what I'm saying? See what I mean? So they said, we were scanning the band, and we heard Voices of it too. He's like, what is that? Kept listening. And then we heard something. And we asked the question, would you put light on the land of Madagascar, how the Arabs is boot whooping us over here? They the last country, and they beating us down, and they raping us, making babies, doing all this weird stuff to us. But nobody won't say nothing. She said, Seer, would you help us? Yes. The 6 anointed camps will put your message out. And that's why we tell the known world, support this ministry. We'll say something. But all that backbiting, murmuring, complaining, hold that up. Be a 13:18. Pray for this ministry. Because we're going to bust the bottom out of all this wickedness and show you who you are, what your responsibility to do, and Yahweh's going to kick in. So listen, the lesson started early about, if you're going to open the mouth, say something good. Because we is trying to free our peoples that's in both corners of the world in slavery by not knowing who they are. But they're listening now. The Voices of a True Israelite. Huh? Keep that in your mind. All right, brother. That's excellent. Because we just got through reading over there in Isaiah. Who's going to go for us? send me. See, when we say things, we be looking at all type of memos all over the known world. Brother Yah died, I didn't even rehearse nothing. Went on the computer and pulled it up. Here it is. That's what we want, see, right? We want your bodies to be a living sacrifice, not your fat mouth. Close the fat mouth up. If you can't say nothing good, close your fat mouth up and say something good, but you get the blessing of Yahweh. God's good. No saying on that. Thanks again, that brother Yahdai Israel. We're going to go bring in the IEL and let him get his final thoughts. And we'll look for the mothers and bring them in and go for the clothes. You see, right? The world want to hear some voices of the true Israelite. So why don't you, all over the world, support this ministry, land, food, bank, because we're going to make it happen through the word of Yahweh. Hey,
once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And as you always say, I'm sitting back in the high chair, getting me a belly full of Yahweh, listening with my Bible open. Earlier today, I heard someone tell me, Mr. Tibbs, you're talking about the Bible. I don't need a Bible. I am the Bible. You have people out there like that. And it seems like this is why I always say, you can't tell a book by its cover. You have to open that Bible and rehearse the righteous act with someone that knows. You know, it makes you think, why does evil look for good? Or a deceiver look for someone to deceive? A liar to look for someone to lie to? Even your thoughts are tried by them for their sake. They even reinterpret the Bible to take the meaning another way. I've also been finding out lately, if you're strong-minded in your beliefs, like most of us are, this deceiver even tries harder in making your beliefs even stronger in Yahweh. That's pretty bad for them, but good for us. In Romans chapter 16, verse 18, it says, for they are such that serve not our Yahweh, the Son, but their own belly, and by their own words and fair speeches deceive the minds of the simple. Well, our program helps strengthen you in the voices of the true Israelite in Yahweh's word. That's why I always say we have to beware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given this knowledge to know that those out there camouflage their evil or confused teaching. And you always run into the loud bump the gums for righteous learning. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity and bad teaching. And welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First of all, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We're doing all this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek and found that which you have now sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we had a high day like last week. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. Just under that big line, you'll see some choices. One would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us all in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station with land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check that calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We have a live program. This feature is only available during live broadcast time. On the search line, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have a few phone numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six running accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live, on the search line. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Just choose the program that you have missed or any previous day that you would like to listen to. Now, during the normal broadcast, as was mentioned earlier, we're also on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for the Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. We will be there to answer any on-the-topic questions, myself, Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. We are taking no comments off for topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict this misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Well, today is another day for Yahweh's Word. And we're getting a belly full of Yahweh's Word, which is a good thing. So at this particular time, we will say, don't just hold those Bibles in hand. Let's rehearse the righteous act. Keep those books open, and our program will continue. We will pass our program back to the Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Well, all right, Elder Alexander, again, your pardon. We definitely will be tuning in, riding shotgun. We're not going to say a word on the other broadcast. You know, and when you go searching for a boss of a Jewish life, there's like the young lady searched and heard. And Baba Yada Israel put up that article because she sent a message that she said she went to CNN. And they wouldn't do nothing for her. She went to CNN and she went to the Madagascar court system and they wouldn't do nothing for her. So she said she would listen to the broadcast of Boss of Twilight and say it was told to get in contact with the bosses of the true Israelites because we see they'll say something. Yeah, we will say something. We will say something. But what we're going to say is just say Yahweh, because the whole world is guilty on you when we read that charter. The world is guilty of seeing race. But what it is, we won't get in order, but we will get in order sooner or later, because this message is going to go out globally. And that's why we tell you, see right here. You can support something. Support this ministry. And if you got a word to say, let it be a good word. That's what we're about, Steve Ray, helping our brothers and sisters that scattered and shine a light on it exactly whatever land you at. You don't supposed to be a slave mentality. You're supposed to be a ruler and a judge. But how you going to be a ruler and a judge is find out where you fell from. And once you find where you fell from, we see them get you back on your feet through the word. And we're going to give you all the ammunition to work with, the word. So let's even go find the mother and get maybe a verse or two in because time got away again. That's the way it be. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D F Israel, the mothers out of Camp 1, you know, when you see in the Bible 3, That means serious. That means serious, Ray. It's three mothers in the camp, one outdoors, his mothers in all the rest of the camps too. But here the last one of them is serious about Yahuwah's business. Got it? Good. So, when you meet the mothers out of camp, one with a loud voice, you say, Mother, Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Mother Z, tribe of Yahdah Judah too. Mother E, Yahuwah BJC Ray. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Mother DF Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahuwah BJC Ray.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. See, what did we do know, Hallelujah, Yahuwah? The battle gonna start, we'll see whether we know it or not. The battle gonna start, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, the battle gonna start from Zechariah 14:14. See, the battle gonna start, Mother E, in Zechariah 14:14 is already said. All we got to do is organize and read the Bible. It's going to start in 14, verse 14 of Zechariah and Mother D of Israel have me pick the first chapter because we want to find out if anybody innocent. And Jeremiah 51 is going to tell us about how many nations is innocent. 14:14, what did it say that, Mother E?
Okay, Book of Zechariah. Chapter 14, verse 14, read.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
14, 14.
Mm-hmm. Zechariah 14, 14. Zechariah 14, 14. Verse 14, read. And Yahdah Judah also shall fight at Yahdah Judah and the wealth of all the nations round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and imperial in great abundance.
So, Mother E, you saying that it's going to come a time that who going to do some fighting and what they going to get back again, according to verse 14:14. All I want to know is who's going to do some fighting and what is they going to get from all of the rest of the nation that we can read. What is saying that, Mother E, at 14:14?
Okay. And Yahdah Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem. And they'll be together. Gold and silver and appeal in great abundance.
So what is they saying, Mother E? What is Zechariah? What is Zechariah the seer saying? What is he saying there?
He said that Judah's going to fight and they're going to get back all the gold and silver and great appeal in abundance that belongs to them.
You hear that? So you see, it's written in the Bible that Yahdah Judah going to get him a lick. And all that stuff is at Fort Knox, and everybody got the gold everywhere. He's saying plainly that Yahdah Judah is going to go get it all back because it belongs to Yahdah Judah. So there is a day in Raiders 14:14. Now, Mother D of Israel, can you tell me what it says in 50 verse 7? Because we might look out the corner of our eyes, and then they'll say, well, I wasn't back there. But then we'll say, well, what is Jeremiah 50? Verse 7 says, Mother D of Israel, what is that saying?
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 7. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversary said, we offend not, because they have sinned against Yahuwah, the inhabitants of justice, even Yahuwah, the hope of their father.
So what is he saying here in verse 50, verse 7? Hey, Mother D of Israel, what is this Bible is telling us, they say? What is this verse talking about in 50, verse 7? Because a lot of them say well, you know, I'm with this other nation and I'm doing this, I'm doing this. No, but this, no, they wasn't guilty. They wasn't guilty. They wasn't back there. Look at what the Bible says right here, 50 verse 7. Break that down, Mother D of Israel.
The adversary, the enemy, devoured Israel. And because Yahweh allowed this to happen, because we sinned against him.
Mm-hmm. And they know that, they know the only way they'll get out from under this, according to the last two lines, they got turned to who? In the last two lines.
The last line?
Mm-hmm. Verse 7.
Okay. Okay. Because they have sinned against Yahweh, the inhabitants of just, even Yahweh, the hope of their father.
So what the world don't want to happen is for you to recognize that your only way back is returning back to Yahweh. See, this is one of the greatest mystery in teaching. All you got to do, Steve, right here, you find out where you have fallen from and reverse it back to what Yahweh said. The reason you in trouble today, I got to pull a rabbit out of that. Mother, eat. Let's go to Adam Eve 7, verse 7. I got to pull a rabbit out of that. See, what we got to remember, the trouble we in, we can read our trouble. See, everybody else, they run on crapshoots. But we can read our trouble and what caused our trouble. And Yahweh is telling you how to get out of your trouble. But you got to first understand who you are and how you got into trouble. Let's run to the book of Adam and Eve in 7, verse 7. The first book of Adam and Eve, Mother Eve. What it says in 7, verse 7. What do it say? In the book of Adam and Eve, 7, verse 7, and Mother D.F. Israel have me the book of Adam and Eve 21, verse 1 through 9. See, time don't get away, but that's the way it is. But the point we're saying, you only can be dictated to see what happened. Study watching that one I say. We're looking for somebody to help us from that one I say. And Yahweh is what? According to Adam and Eve 7, verse 7. What does it say that, Mother Eve? What does it say?
And here.
Mother E, we have a problem hearing you on the microphone you on now. Maybe switch to Mother E's microphone and Mother Z microphone. Maybe hear a little bit better. Maybe hear a little bit better, because we want you to bring out 7-7. Because we got to understand something. We started watching this one I say. This one I say is man making all these wolf chickens. But when nobody will read the reason why we in trouble, all we got to do is have the right ministry read and see what Abedi 7, verse 7 say. And what do it say now, Mother E? What it say in 7, verse 7?
Okay, the book of Adam and Eve, chapter 7, verse 7. When the Yahweh heard these words from Adam, he had pity on him and felt that he had truly said that the best of the field would rise and devour him. And Eve, because he, the Yahweh, was angry with them, too, on account of their transgression.
Ain't that something? You mean Yahweh, he was angry with Adam because Adam sinned against him. See, Ray, this is the reason he didn't beat up like Mother D.F. just said. we sin against this man. Yahweh is angry with us. But we most set up these people around the world.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Well, WCC is working pretty good, huh? Let me tell you something. Listen, the word of Yahweh is going to get out from the six anointed camp of God. And Yahweh is angry with us because we have sinned against him. This would not be told. The big dignitaries, they got their mouth going thick time. But Yahweh told you, your trouble, you're going to sin against him. Now, let's go to Adam and Eve, chapters 21, 1 through 9, and Mother Eve had me, Adam and Eve 35, verse 1 and 2. See, we got to get down to some answers. If answers are written in the Bible, we know the big dignitaries, they always got something for you. But how long do you keep up with they got for you? Turn back to the mighty one that said he's angry with you because you have sinned against him. Adam and Eve 21, 1 through 9, Mother D.F. Israel, bring it.
The book of Adam and Eve, chapter 21, verses 1 through 9, verse 1. Then Adam and Eve went in search of the garden, verse 2. And the heat beat like a flame on their face, and they sweat from the heat and wept before Yahweh, verse 3. But the place where they wept was not nigh unto the high mountain facing the western gate of the garden, verse 4. Then Adam threw himself down from the top of the mountain. His face was torn, and his flesh was flaked. Much blood flew from him, and he was nigh unto death. Verse 5. Meanwhile, Eve remained standing on the mountain, weeping over him, thus lying. Verse 6. And she said, I wish not to live after him, for all that he did to himself was through me. Verse 7. Then she threw herself after him and was torn and scorched and stretched by stone and remained lying as dead. Verse 8. But the merciful Yahweh, who looked upon his creatures, looked upon Adam and Eve as they lay dead, and he sent his word unto them and raised them, verse 9, and said to Adam, O Adam, all this misery which thou hast wrought upon yourself will not avail against my rule, neither will it alter the covenant of the 5,500 years.
Read that something. Read verse 8 again. I got to find my rag and wipe my eyes behind it. What's that, verse 8? Verse 8.
Adam and Eve, chapter 21, verse 8. But the merciful Yahweh, who looked upon his creatures, looked upon Adam and Eve as they lay dead, and he sent his word unto them and raised them.
You see that? So you see what's going to raise all the Israelites that scattered all over the known world? His word is he raised. the voices of a true Israelite have his word. This was going to raise him up in Madagascar, every part of the known world. The voices of a true Israelite going to let you hear the word. The word, see, Ray. That's what's going to get you back on your feet. So you organize upon the voices of a true Israelite and hear the word, and Yahweh going to intervene. What did it say that mother Eve? Adam and Eve, 35, 1 and 2.
Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 35, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Then Yahweh looked again upon Adam, and he was weeping and groaning. And the words of Yahweh come to him and said unto him, verse 2, O Adam, when thou wast in my garden, thou knowest neither eating nor drinking, neither faintness nor suffering, neither leanness of flesh, nor changes, neither did sleep depart from thine eyes. But since thou transgressed and cometh into this strange land, all these trials are come upon thee.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? He said, before you sin against me, you was in my garden. You didn't have to do no eating. You didn't have to do no drinking unless you want to. If but everything happened to you when you keep sinning against me. And that's what's going to be. Long we keep sinning against this man, we ain't got nothing coming. Mother, you're reading the 8th chapter, verse 1 and 2 of Mother D of Israel. Have me 23, 1 through 9 waiting on me. Mother, what it says in the 8th chapter, same book, verse 1 and 2. He's saying, listen, as long as you keep sinning against me, I'm mad at you. If you want me to intervene, stop sinning against me. That's what a man is saying. Remember we read in 2:45, remember what you fell from? Where you fell from, you go back to your first mama and your first daddy. They sinned against him. That's why you in trouble. How to get out of it? Stop doing it. Adam and Eve, chapter 8, 1 and 2. Mother Eve, what it say?
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 8, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Then Adam wept and said, O Yahweh, when we dwell in the garden and our mind was lifted up, saw the angels, ministering spirits, that sang praises in heaven. But now we do not see as we were used to do. Nay, when we enter the cave of creatures become hidden from us. Verse 2. Then Yahweh said unto Adam, and thou was under my subjection to me, thus had a right nature within thee. And for that reason couldst thou see things as far off, but after thou transgressed sin, you brought your bright nature was withdrawn, and it was not left to be to see things as far off, but only near at hand, after the ability of the flood. But it is Buddhist.
Ain't that something? He said again, Adam, you know your problem happened to you? When you was up under my control, my suggestions up under me, you was there to see afar, you would see around the corner, you done everything. But then once you sin against me, all that knowledge I take away from you. So you see, everybody today, they want to get around and keep the Yahweh Torah instruction, everything he got written, and think you own something. You not own nothing when you stand against Yahweh. If you want Yahweh to intervene, stop standing against it. Adam and Eve 23, 1 through 9. Mother D of Israel, what does it say?
Okay. Adam and Eve
23.
1 through 9. Adam and Eve chapter 23, verses 1 to 9. Verses 1. Then Adam wept more and said, O Yahweh, have mercy on me, so far as to take upon thee that which I will do. Verse 2. But Yahweh took his word from Adam and Eve. Verse 3. Then Adam and Eve stood on their feet, and Adam said to Eve, gird yourself, and I also will gird myself. And she girded herself, as Adam told her. Verse 4. Then Adam and Eve took stones and placed them in the shape of an altar, and they took leaves from the trees outside the garden, with which they wrapped from the face of the rock, wiped from the face of the rock the blood they had spilled. Verse 5. They which had dropped on, but that which had dropped on the ground, they took together with the dust wherewith it was mingled, and offered it upon the altar as an offering unto Yahweh. Verse 6. Then Adam and Eve stood under the altar and wept, thus entreating Yahweh, forgive us our sins and our sins, and look upon us with thine eye of mercy. For when we were in the garden, our praises and our harmony went up before you without ceasing. Verse 7. But when we came into this strange land, pure praises was no longer ours, nor righteous prayers, nor understanding mine, nor sweet thought, nor just counsel, nor long nor upright feeling. Neither is our bright nature left us, but our bodies is changed from the similitude in which it was at first when we were created. Verse 8. Yet now look upon our blood which is offered upon these stones, and accept it at our hand, like the praises we used to sing unto you at first when in the garden. Verse 9. And Adam began to make more requests unto Yahweh.
So you see, so when you was up under the protection of Yahweh, that means you follow rules and regulations. Give me Adam and Eve, Mother Eve. Give me the 48th chapter, verse 13 through 15. 13 through 15. So you see, once we was on the book of Adam and Eve, chapter 48, verse 13 down to verse 15. See, once we was in the word of Yahweh, done what the Bible told us to do, they had living instruction, and that's why we're in trouble today. We try to do everything but get around what's written in his Bible. What's written in 48, 13 through 15, what's written now?
The first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 48, verse 13 through 15. Verse 13. Then Eve said, if indeed the earth quake for our sake, and this rock from a tent for us, because of our transgression, then woe be to us, O Adam, for our punishment will be long. Verse 14, but arise and pray to Yahweh to let us know concerning this and what this rock is that is spread over us like a tent. Verse 15, then Adam stood up and prayed before the Yahweh to let him know about this straight.
So you see,
and Adam just stood praying until the morning.
So you see, it was an all about day. See, the Bible got an order about some things. The Bible got to lead the way through the word of Yahweh. He told us, get up and pray to our mighty one. And we find out what we got to do. Give me a Sirach 3, 9 through 11, 9 and 11, Mother Eden, closing statement. So you see, Sirach 3, verse 9 and 11. So look what he's saying. Chapter 3, verse 9 and 11. When you get these better halves, these better halves got to be a Yahwali man. That's why these women's in such trouble today. Because they get 14 shoes on because he make $500,000 a year, but he ain't got nowhere to Yahwali him. Adam knew to get the prayers up that he knew I got to go and get my man. Pray to Yahwah and get us going right. Because why so? So right, chapter 3, verse 9 and 11. So you just can't get any kind of man. Get you a Yahwah man. And that's what we teach in the Sixth Anointed Camp. So right, 3, verse 9 and 11, and close the statement, what it say? And Mother D of Israel, Adam and Eve, chapter 15, 1 through 7, waiting on.
Sirach,
chapter 3, verse 9 and 11.
Sirach, chapter 3, verse 9 and verse 11. Verse 9, the blessings of the father established the house of the children, but the curse of the mother rooted out the foundation. Verse 11, for the greatness of a man is from the honor of his father. And a mother in this army gives a report to the children.
What that mean? That mean when the father understands what's supposed to be happening, the better apples are bad to him 100%. Don't run a mouth contrary to what he say if he a Yahwali man. That's where your curse come in at. So once we understand all this good stuff we invented, Mother E, what's your
closing
statement behind that? Come on.
Thank y'all for this class. Thank y'all for being in this class. And thank y'all for the teacher. And I'm going to read just one verse. And chapter 6, verse 6. Be in peace with many. Nevertheless, have but one counsel of a thousand. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Excellent. That's Mother E. That's Mother Z coming out of Camp 1. Listen, the only counsel you need is the Sixth Anointed Camp of Voices of the True Israelites. We'll show you what the Bible says. Why are we in trouble? We sinned against this man. How you get it off you? Stop sinning against this man. What all this power?
Mm-hmm.
Mother E.
Adam and Eve, chapter 50, 1 through 7.
Yep.
Verse 1. Then Adam and Eve went forth and came into the cave of treasure, and they stood praying in it the whole of that day until the evening, verse 2. And this took place at the end of 50 days after they had left the garden, verse 3. But Adam and Eve rose again and prayed to Yahweh in the cave the whole of that night. and beg for mercy from him. Verse 4. And when the day dawned, Adam said unto Eve, come, let us go and do some works for our bodies. Verse 5. So they went out of the cave and came to the northern border of the garden, and they sought something to cover their bodies with. But they found nothing and knew not how to do the work. Yet their bodies were stained, and they were ceaseless from cold and heat. Verse 6. Then Adam stood and asked Yahweh to show him something wherewith to cover their bodies. Verse 7. Then came the word of Yahweh and said unto him, O Adam, take Eve and come to the seashore where you fast before. There you shall find skin of sheep whose flesh was devoured like by lions, and whose skin were left. Take them and make raiment for yourselves and clothe yourselves with all.
What that mean, 51 verse 8, make raiment. So now the mental spirit came from heaven, so they said, look here, we need to put some on. We don't know what to put on. We need you to help. If you don't care what you do, make you some raiment and clothe yourself. What are you talking about in 51 verse 8? What do you tell Adam and Eve to do from heaven in 51 verse 8?
51?
Verse 8. Yeah, 51 verse 8. What do you tell Adam to do?
A book of Adam and Eve, chapter 51, verse 8. Oh, Adam, he wished to take iron. He wished to take from you this earthly garment of sheepskin and to destroy it and not let you be covered with it.
Ain't that something? So that the mental spirit told Adam to make, and he showed Adam how to make what in verse 51, verse 8?
Sheepskin.
Yeah, but what's it called? Say it again.
A garment.
Garments. So Adam and Eve wore garments. So the mental spirit says Adam and Eve, they want to know what can we do. He said, I'm going to show you how to make garments. See that? So Adam and Eve wore garments. So that's something somebody on TV ain't got that. And the garments, they covered themselves. See that? So when Moses picked it up in 15, 37, 38, what he said in the closing statement? Numbers chapter 15, 37, 38, and 39. So Adam and Eve want to put some clothes on. They asked Yahweh, what should we put on? He said, make you some raiment. What is that? I don't know what a raiment is. He said, garments. I'm going to send a messenger down there to show you how to put on garments. So the children of Israel wore garments. Adam and Eve wore garments. That's what Yahweh requires of you, to wear garments. Get out them skinny jeans. You see that right there? 51 verse 8. And what else you do to them garments in 15, 37 through 39? And a closing statement, that Mother D up Israel. What else you do?
I can't hear what book you saying.
Numbers, chapter 15, 37 through 39. So Adam and Eve, they wore garments. Turn to Numbers, chapter 15. 37 through 39, what happened next?
Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 to 39. Verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringe of the border a ribbon of blue, 39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe that you make, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahuwah and to do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring.
Ain't that something? Yeah. So we find out right now, Adam wore one, put some clothes on. He didn't know what to put on. Should I put on some skinny jeans? Should I put on some, what should I put on? He said, okay, I'm glad you asked me. I'm going to send another spirit to tell you exactly what to put on. Put some garments on to cover yourself and put some fringes on. That I can recognize it. So the fringes did not start in Moses' day. It started, garments and fringes started back in Adam and Eve days. It is up there. Adam and Eve, 51, verse 8. Mother of Israel, what's your closing statement is behind that? Come on.
Sirach, chapter 4, verse 27, 28. Make not your and underline to a foolish man, nor accept the person of the mighty. Verse 28. Strive for the truth unto death, and Yahuwah shall fight for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D up there that come out of Camp 1 and Mother. I know it's Mother Laura, all over the camps too. See, right here, if we do what the Bible tells us to do, Yahuwah going to intervene. Adam want to know what kind of clothes he should wear. Garments to cover yourself. They got fringes on it. Oh, red and blue. It is right there. Adam and Eve, 51, verse 8. Could we say more? No. We'll get to tomorrow night. From the Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D of Israel, and the lead teacher, Brother Yahdai Israel. We'll catch you all tomorrow. Yahuwah be with you all. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.